Continuing on Bhagavad Gita, yesterday we discussed the fifth chapter, Karma Sannyasa Yoga.
And there were two types of sannyasis,
Vaishnava Sannyasi and Mayavada Sannyasi.
And you were supposed to find out some difference between the two. Did you do something? Okay.
Some of you have done this work? Anyone? Difference between the Mayavada Sannyasi and Vaishnava Sannyasi? Has somebody done this
homework? No?
You have done something in the paper? Anybody? You have done this? Everybody? For everybody? Whatever you need, whoever has done, you will read for everybody's benefit. Maybe we can write it here if they want to. If somebody has done real stuff, what can it be helpful for everybody? Yeah, it's good. Take your copy and write down for everybody's benefit. Because it is for your academic purpose, mostly. For preaching, for understanding what is the difference between the two. And what the one side that should be VS and MS. VS, Vaishnava Sannyasi, MS.
Something wrong with sound.
Anybody who knows how to say it? So, what are you reading? You just jump. Write down a few things.
I wrote, why one of the hands is studying?
Vedanta.
The Tantra, Sankhya, and Bhagavatam without proper understanding.
Okay. They study Vedanta, Sankhya, and Bhagavatam without proper understanding. Okay. And when they study Vedanta, they study Sharirik Bhashya Sankara. Under Panchratra Vidhi of Narada. And we also, Vaishnava Sannyasi also study Vedanta. And whose commentary on Vedanta they read? Vaishnava Sannyasi read the commentary on Vedanta Sutra by? There is a natural commentary Srimad Bhagavatam, but whose commentary they read at Vedanta there? You have to read Vedanta Sutra. Which commentary you read? Baladev Vidya Bhushan called Govinda Bhashya. Govinda Bhashya of Baladev Vidya Bhushan. No Sampradaya is bona fide until and unless they have commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Bhagavad Gita. Any Sampradaya is only bona fide when they write the commentary. Therefore, Gaudiya Sampradaya has their own commentaries on Vedanta Sutra and Bhagavad Gita. The other difference?
And other difference is my husband and I, they come down and perform philanthropic activities. But Vaishnava sannyasis, they go back to God. They come back.
Why they come back?
They miss something.
Yeah. They have no proper engagement in Brahm, they will not find any engagement, therefore they come back and do hospital and institute something. Okay. And what about Vaishnava Sambhav? They are fully engaged in the service of Krishna. So they are happy here as well as they are happy anywhere they are. Better, I think we can have some, at least one or two students work on Abhijan and then they will bring something for everybody's benefit, that is better. In a bit work everybody do, then the much work can be done for everybody. Maybe we can start something now. This is, somebody should fill in all this. Their object is Brahm realization, Vaishnava Sambhutanya, the object is Bhagavan realization. Sankhya school, they belong to Sankhya school of Jnana, while the Vaishnava Bhagavata school. Sankhya philosophy, Bhagavata philosophy. Brahm as their objective and Bhagavan as their objective. Anything else? Anything?
What?
Yeah?
The water was
on
God, and the water was on
So, Mayavadi Sannyasi claim they are Narayan, while the Vaishnava Sannyasi they want to be servant of God. Shri Prabhupada, now the six feet, when Giriraj Maharaj became disciple, he came to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada asked him a question, you want to become God or you want to serve God? So Maharaj kept quiet. Even if leave it right now, but what my purpose is, somebody should do all this to save the time and then bring for everybody. One or two should be really interested in doing that. So Maharaj said, Prabhupada asked, do you want to be God or do you want to serve God? Maharaj kept quiet. Then Prabhupada answered, if you want to serve God, God will give you intelligence. If you want to become God, why should God have a computer? Why should God have a computer? Nobody wants a computer. So why should give me intelligence to be computer? Prabhupada just gave an interesting answer. You want to serve God, He will give you intelligence. You want to become God, there is no need of any computer anymore. So we are starting today the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is named Dhyana Yoga. Literally means meditation. Meditation on the jnanis, they meditate on Brahm. The mystic yogi, they meditate on Paramatma within their heart. And devotees, they meditate on Bhagavan. So meditation is for all. Everybody has to do dhyana. But this sixth chapter of dhyana yoga is specifically Ashtanga dhyana yoga. Ashtanga dhyana yoga. Dhyana yoga with eight limbs.
And the introduction of this is given in two verses in chapter 5, 27 and 28, as a further introduction. So now Krishna is starting himself, sixth chapter. And again, third time, from third chapter till sixth chapter, third time Krishna will stress, it is better to work than giving up work. Third time he will put a force on this point, that it is better to work than renouncing work. Even in Dhyana Yoga, until unless one is yoga arudha, fully established in yoga. So again, the message is work is important. So here is the breakdown of the chapter, Dhyana Yoga. So these verses 1 to 9, there are two words, can you see here? Have you, we come across the word mumukshu, mumukshu and mukta. Mumukshu means desires of liberation, desire. One who has a desire for liberation is called mumukshu. One who is liberated is called mukta. So similarly, yoga arudha. It means the beginner in the practice of Ashtanga Yoga. Yoga arudha means the beginner in the Ashtanga Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. And yoga arudha means one who is mature, fully realized yogi. You know, Aru means riding on, means reaching to the top. So in Dhyana Yoga, there are two stages, it means, okay? Yoga Arudha and Yoga Arudha. In the Yoga Arudha stage, work is necessary. Decayed work is necessary. Nishkam karma or engagement is necessary. In yoga arun, he may give up work. He is not needed to work. He may work for setting example, but he is not required to work. See, second stage is verses, next set of verses, stages in yoga practice and samadhi. And the process of yoga, the whole process of yoga, how to do, where to sit, what to practice, until and unless reach to the samadhi. And the next set of verses is the super soul realization. The realization of Krishna as super soul. Paramatma realization. And then comes the set of verses. Ashtanga Yoga rejected by Arjuna. Arjuna himself was unable to practice Ashtanga Yoga. And then mentioned in the set of verses, destination of unsuccessful yogi. And the last two verses is topmost yoga. Who is the topmost yogi? Whatever this last verse of the sixth chapter, Yoginam Abhisarveshan Madhade and Prad, that's the topmost yogi. Is it okay? So let us read the verse first. Sixth chapter, first verse. Shri Bhagavan Vacha work. And he is doing all the work. He is doing work but unashrit. Ashrit means taking shelter. Karam phalam. He is not dependent on karam phalam. He is not attached to karam phalam. But he is doing karam. And that is sannyasi. And that is yogi. He is a sannyasi. It means for sannyasi and yogi both, work is necessary without attachment. For sannyasi and yogi both, unattached work, unattached to the fruits of work is necessary. Is it okay? And then the last line is negative statement. There are two words. Niragne chakriyaha. Niragne means when somebody takes sannyasi normally, say normal order is like that. Everybody in Vedic system has to perform every day yajna, agnihotri yajna. But when one takes sannyas, there is no need of yajna. He can give up yajna. Sannyasis are not needed to do routine yajna, which Brahman has to do every day. So anybody who gives up yajna is not sannyasi. That's what it means. Simply giving up course, doing yajna, and not really purified himself by unattached work in that sannyasa. And yogi, in yoga, Arunda stage, in the beginning of yoga, in the beginning of yoga, if he give up work, he is not yogi. Yogi in the beginning, if he gives up work, he is not yogi. Sannyasi, if he gives up yajna without purification by doing nishkam karma, he is not sannyasi. This last line negating the both. Is it okay? Is it clear? The last line says, sannyasi used not required to perform yajna. But he gives up yajna and not still purified, the sannyasi is not perfect. Yogi giving up the work and not at the stage of mature, yogi is not good. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying something about this. Microphone, second microphone has come today. Is it on? See? You read it and play Marina? Yeah? Okay, read it.
In commencing the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, one should not suddenly give up Nishkam Karma Yoga.
One should
not suddenly give up Nishkam Karma Yoga. So what is the function of Nishkam Karma Yoga? Commonly language is Antahkarana Shuddhi. Antahkarana Shuddhi. The purpose, the result of Nishkam Karma Yoga is Antahkarana Shuddhi. You know Antahkarana? Do you know Antahkarana? Yes, you put on side, we will bring it again. Put on side like that. Antahkarana? Sorry? Not karana doesn't mean ear. Karana means senses. Karana means indriya. You know antahkarana?
Inside heart.
First, you know antahkarana. You know what is karana means senses. We have eye, nose, ear. They are called bahyakarana. They are outer senses. So they are inner senses. The antahkarana is mind, intelligence, and ego. This is antahkarana. Inner senses. And chitta also sometimes called chitta. So for the shuddhi, shuddhi means purification of the antahkarana. Chitta shuddhi. Nishkam karma yoga is essential. Okay? That's the meaning of result of Nishkam karma yoga is antahkarana shuddhi. Purification of heart is an English translation. Further, read Leela. Take your microphone.
Hindu performs actions described by the scripture as inescapable duty.
Inescapable duty means there are, in the scripture, there are duties which we cannot give up. And they are called
karyam
karma. One must do. One must be like Sandhya Vandan. Sandhya Vandan means morning and evening chanting japa or worship is cannot be given up. Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahman. If they are not doing Sandhya Vandan, they will be implicated in what is called? Prativaya. They will have opposite effect. They will be responsible. Not doing their work, they must do it. So they are called unescapable. You cannot give it up. Karyam karam. They must be done every day. Without expectation of results. Like, you know, every day in any house, normally in Vedic house, everybody they do the ghee lamp, they just have some incense in the evening, every house. Is there any result expected from this? No. Everybody has to do it. Like every day taking bath. Taking bath every day is the karyam karma. It has to be done. You cannot say I cannot do it. So there are certain, and then we don't expect anything as a result of that. We are doing it simply because it has to be done. Without expectation. Now, anashrita karam phalam. Without desiring any, expecting any result. Is called a sannyasi. Akriya and Nilagni. Yogi not doing yajna, but giving up the activity is not a yogi. Sorry, sannyasi. And yogi, without giving up the enjoyment of sense object, simply giving up karma is not a yogi. So in Prabhupada's purport, the first line is, in this process of yoga called Eightfold Yoga, what is the most important thing to control? Mind. Manaha Vritti Nigraha Yoga Uchyate. Man Vritti Nigraha. One who controls the mind. Mind is the object which needs to be controlled in the practice of yoga. Prabhupada put mind and senses.
Krishna before said,
There is no difference between the Karma and Sankhya. We discuss in chapter 3. Not in chapter 5. No difference between the Nishkama Karma Yogi and Sankhya Yogi or Jnana Yogi. Now Krishna is saying there is no difference between the Yogi and Sannyasi. So ultimately there is no difference in all these. Why? Because same path they are traversing. Yoga is the same, but they are on different stages. Therefore, there is no separate path. So Sannyasi, there is no difference between Yogi and Sannyasi. Why? Because Yogi needs one thing. One thing is required for Yogi. What is that in this verse? Giving up the desire. It's not the enjoyment itself. It's not the food. To give up the sankalpa. Desire. Sankalpa is desire. And sankalpa is function of? You know sankalpa is function of? Satakshi? Mind, function of mind is sankalp and vikalp. Thinking, willing, feeling, this is the function of mind. Sankalp is function of mind. And yogi has to control the mind. So what is first requirement? What is the word here? See word in the verse? He has to give up the sankalp of desire. Sankalp means desire. Prabhupada is translating sankalp as a desire for self-satisfaction. A sannyasi means without giving up desire. Nobody can be yogi. Desire is the function of the mind. So anybody want to control mind, first thing he has to give up the desire of self-satisfaction or sense gratification. Not sense gratification, desire. No, that is sense to give up sense gratification. And to give up the desire of sense gratification, there is a difference. So I am giving up, you know, I am giving up eating on Ekadashi. Okay, I don't eat. But I have a desire to eat something. I am not giving up the desire of eating, I have simply stopped eating certain things. Yo, there is a difference between the sense gratification, giving up sense gratification and giving up the desire of sense gratification. Because in the third chapter we have read, a person who gave up the sense gratification but think about the sense object is mithyachari, is it? You remember this word, Vidyachar, pretender? Because he has desires. He has stopped forcefully the sense gratification, but his desire is still existing. So for a yogi, what is most important to become yogi? To give up desire for sense satisfaction, sense gratification. Because sankalp is function of mind. Sankalp is vritti of mind. It's called manu vritti. You have to give up. He simply to give up the fruits. Fruits of the world. Fruits of the world, but that's all. Jnani, what we discuss about the Jnani, he gives up actually, he gives up the world, and he simply satisfied within the Brahma at that level. No, he also has nothing to do with the senses. He said, Jagat Mithya. He said, Jagat is mitya. The Jagat is, I don't have nothing to do with this world. He has that aspect. So, Prabhupada and Prabhupada is saying something directly. Real sannyas yoga or bhakti yoga means that one should know his constitutive position as living entity and act accordingly. Person is simultaneously sannyasi and yogi? Why is sannyasi and why is yogi? Read the report of what Prabhupada say. Come up with some solid words. John, give microphone, what you want to get, say, very good. Give up work. They can give up karma. Can you see the difference? Now what are the ashtanga and the yoga? Can you see here? On the what is on the screen? What is written down? Yoga Arusha means beginner in the yoga system. And beginner of the yoga system, up till this stage, he is considered beginner. Beginner. What, how many are these stages? Six. What are these stages? Can somebody read? From down. Yama, Nayama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana. Up till this stage, he is called beginner in the yoga system. It means he must not give up karma yoga. Okay? And what is this? Yoga arudasya means one who has attended the yoga. And these are the two stages. He is called yoga aruda. Are one who has perfected himself in yoga, jnana and samadhi. So among the ashtanga yoga, this is Baldev Vidya Bhushan's comment, that after jnana, yoga aruda stage starts. Then he has to go in a secluded place and just meditate all the time in samadhi. He is not to work. If he give up work, there is no problem. Okay? Is this clear? Radha Padmini is okay? Is clear? Satisfied? Tulsi? Is okay? Two stages of Ashtanga Yoga? Now, what is in our purpose, Srila Prabhupada? Definition of yoga. First line is, what is the meaning of yoga? Where's the microphone? Tulsi, you know, our Priya Mandir. Priya, no, what is? Prema Mandiri. Prema Mandiri, first line, the process. This is the definition of yoga. Process of linking oneself with Supreme Power. It may be compared to what it means. All different names of the yoga are the different rungs of the ladder. Different steps on the staircase. Yoga means the whole ladder. You know ladder? Siddhi. The whole siddhi is called yoga. Yes.
The ladder is the lowest material condition of the living entity.
What is the lowest material condition of the living entity? Animalistic propensities. Just I need myself everything. I am not concerned with everything. This is animalistic platform. Then he comes to the and rises up to perfect realization of the pure spiritual life. Okay? This purport is a concept of yoga ladder, which is one of our topics. What is yoga ladder? So, different names for the different elevations. It means, if you have a building which is 5 floor, then the stair which is going is all the one is called a stair. But somebody may be at first floor, second floor, third floor. So these different floors are the different names of the yogas. Okay? But all in all?
But all in all, the complete ladder is called yoga and may be divided into three parts.
Okay, namely?
Jnana yoga, Jnana yoga, and
So there should be one before that which we have just Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Generally these are the four yogas. Here Prabhupada has put three because Karma Yoga already we have discussed. So this yoga ladder has minimum four stages generally. Okay? And the end of the okay. So these are then Prabhupada has explained all these different forms of Ashtanga Yoga in the rest of the Prabhupada. See, what is the yoga Arun pray from? It begins from where? Step from?
Yeah.
From Dhyan, Yoga Arun starts. And see, Prabhupada is writing in the last part of the purport. A Krishna conscious person, however, is situated from the beginning of the platform of? Dhyan, meditation. He is on the platform of Dhyan from the beginning because he is always thinking of Krishna. Okay, next verse. Called Yoga Arun. What are the qualifications of Yoga Arun? Who is called Yoga Arun? The number four. Let us read. Yada hi nendriya arthesu na karanto anusarjate sarva sankalpa sannyasi yoga arunastalukyate. Microphone to next. Translation for the translation? Shama Sakti, huh? Boli.
A person is said to be elevated in yoga when having renounced all material desires.
All material desires. Can you find out this word in the verse? All material desires. Sarva Sankalpa Sannyasi. Sarva Sankalpa Sannyasi is translated as have renounced all material desire. Can you? That is the way you understand this subject, okay? Next line.
He neither acts for the meditation nor engages in deep activity.
Naindriya Arthesu na karmasu anusajyate. Neither he is interested in sense gratification, indriya arthesu, means in the sense object, na karamsu, not in the result of the work. Okay? So, what three things are needed for somebody to be in yoga arun state? One, two, three, can you now enumerate three things which are needed for yoga arun or satakshi? Just from this verse? In a translation, all three things are there. You have simply to put in a different, your own words. The person is called Yoga Arun when, number one? He renounced all material desires, number one. Number two? Not at all interested in sense gratification. Number three? No need of proofs of any action. Then he is called Yoga Arun. Is it okay? Microphone, take microphone.
Like, I understood clearly that either it is either Dhyani or Yogi,
normally first karma yoga, then you reach to jnana yoga, then you will go to the dhyana yoga. There are normal sequences, 1, 2, 3.
My point is this, the jnani also has to follow some yoga.
If he can end up in Brahma realization, there is no need. But he wants to reach to the Paramatma realization, then he has to go to the Dhyan Yoga, because Dhyan Yoga means Paramatma realization.
So Dhyan Yoga authentic is like here we know Yogi authentic is like all the taste is sweet stuff. So Dhyan Yoga from the Islam Karma Yoga, once desires get purified, then further what is, then we
some end up at Brahma, that is jnani and subject. Some jnanis, they become Paramatma vadis. Then they have to go to the dhyan yoga.
Like we have a proper system for yogi,
that is like a gateful system. But they have first to do karma yoga. Then they have jnani yoga, and then they will come to this. They also need to have a karma yoga.
All the stages in which is like the initial stage of
he has to do work. What is it? He cannot give up work in all these stages. Why here it is said? Prabhupada is writing something in the purport of text 4. Can you read? Without Krishna consciousness, one must be always.
Without Krishna consciousness, one must be always seeking self-centered by extended selfish activity.
What is self-centered? What is self-extended self-centered?
Self-centered is centered to us, and extended is centered to others, our society, our nation.
Can we live in society in all this? There's no. Then you want to satisfy family, you want to satisfy the society, you want to satisfy the nation. Otherwise, a Krishna consciousness person wants to satisfy the Krishna. If you don't satisfy the Krishna, then you have to satisfy somebody.
My
first yourself and then extend it.
My question was like, what can get purified by this process of this Kama Karma Yoga? Then, here we have the dharma and dharma.
He also, yoga, jnani also meditate on Brahma. Om, he chanted Om and meditated on Brahma.
He also
do that, but he is doing on light, Brahma Jyoti. He has this process. Now this is the interesting, fifth verse is very interesting. Let's give the fifth verse and then we'll have guys in break.
Pudre Dharma Armanam Armanam Avasadye
deliver. Huh? So what is the word in the shloka which is called deliver? Udhar. Huh? Udhar. One must deliver, okay?
With the help of his mind.
And with the help of
his mind.
Arma atmanam, okay?
And not degrade himself.
And not degrade himself. Which is the word for degradation? Avasadeta means to degrade, okay?
The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul.
And
it's an enemy as well.
So here it is said something. Bandhu and Shatru. Mind is Bandhu, which means friend. And mind is Shatru, which means enemy. Is it okay on here? because of bondage as well as karana means cause, bandha means bondage, and moksha means liberation. What? Mind. Only mind is, mind is the central point for yoga practice. Locks in your rooms, you use locks, one same key, one turn on one side, lock is locked, and the same key you turn on the other side, lock is open. So like one key opens the lock and closes the lock, one mind turn towards the senses, bind us, and turns towards the Krishna, deliver us. Same one mind. One key, one mind. So mind is the key. Sometimes Patanjali has compared mind to the monkey. And you have not to go anywhere to do research for monkeys, right? Yesterday, you have seen monkey taking your chapel? Good experience instead of monkey. There's a nice picture. I mean, small snatch. How you can make monkey friend and get your work done. I don't have with me right now, but I can narrate you. In a forest, there was a hunter and he was very thirsty. How can I really find out what, if I walk, I will be more thirsty. Then he saw some monkeys. He said, monkeys must be knowing where is water. So what should I do? Then he made a small hole in the rock. Small hole in the rock. And then inside, he just excavated a cavity. And when monkey was watching, he put small, some, where here he has chickpea, are peanuts in there, and then he left. Monkey came, looked like this, put his hand inside, he filled his hand like this, and hand could not come out. Because the hole was small, he came behind and wanted the monkey here. And monkey then took his hand out. He said, now it's too late, wait. Then he gave bread to the monkey with a lot of salt. Monkey ate that bread with salt and then he left the monkey. He was knowing that monkey will definitely go to the water. And he was following the monkey and reached to the reservoir of water. This is an interesting flow. How you can make your mind, which is like a monkey, to take you to the Krishna by any method. So they have this nice small snack. It's the actual one. Some forest dweller, a hunter, had that intelligence to use monkey for positive function. Very nice, interesting. It is. Some devotees are showing when mind control they have this small snake. Very beautiful. So let's read a little powerful. What is the meaning of Atma in dictionary? Three meanings are at least Prabhupada has given here, there are many other meanings. So what are the three meanings of the Atma here? Body, mind and soul. Since mind is the central point of yoga system, so far as the yoga system, what is the central point? Mind. Therefore, here Atma refers to mind. from the Amrit Bindu Upanishad. In the first part of this, can you find it? Mane manushyanam karanam bandha mukshayo bandhaya vishya sambo muktya nirvishyam manah. Translation, can somebody read that microphone? Yudhishthira, read the translation of this word.
For a man, mind is caused to bondage, and mind is caused to brain. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from the sense objects is the cause of operation.
Okay, we have 7 minutes break for Gayatri. Okay, Hare Krishna.